doing. In 30 seconds, I'm leaving to Mars. Yeah, we leaving across these undefeatable odds. It's like this, man, you can't put a price on a life. Nah, we do this for the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall, never. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gonna keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sings.
It's not about the money.
Everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and the show Money and Change Financially Prepped and with Stu Scheer. I am Michael Behas, your host. If you come on over to the Trim Radio Network, you can tune in, you can chat with us right off the main page. If you want to be a part of our Trim Radio team, you can message us. We could show you how easy it is. We have some great merchandise from every single show that we have, and we have some great shows. I mean, everything from Bare Knuckles Radio Show to America's Funniest Online Dates to Money and Change Right Now to the Red Pill Reality Show, the Spiritual Freedom Show, the Brighter Life Show. I mean, we have Fishing in Florida. We have Slobber Knocker. And then we also have Offsides and Circle of Q. So I'll tell you what, we have a lot of great shows on here, and it is a lot of fun here. We love working with everybody. It is just a good family-oriented station. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, my guests, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, the owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise, and we definitely do not take any responsibility. We ask you to do your due diligence and check everything out for yourself. Anyway, that song right there, Price Tag, is covered under our BMI music license. That is Price Tag, Jesse J, and covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. And we also have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You can call in, just no foul language. Can't have that. We like to keep it very family-oriented, and we love that. Anyway, without further ado, I am giving you Stu.
Hey, Michael, I'll tell you what. Yeah, we do have a friendly bunch of guys doing these shows. It's kind of neat. And we have fun, except when we get bad weather in Colombia, when the bad storms come in that causes a lot of problems. And sometimes we can't do a show. We have to do something called a rerun or an encore version, as Rush Limbaugh used to call it.
I know.
And that's fine, too.
I hate that, and I apologize for that. But you know what? And I apologize for that, folks. It just, with the equipment and how expensive it is today, we definitely have to be careful. So, it just is.
Oh, I know. It's that way up here, too. When we get a bad storm, I got to make sure that the lightning is a good distance away. I have a tendency to use Weather Underground. Not Weather Underwear, but Weather Underground. And they have a live radar screen, and I can look at that, and I can add on the satellite projection, and I can tell where the storms are and how soon they're going to be getting close. And if we have lightning and bad weather off in the distance, as long as it's 5 miles away, 10 miles away, that's fine. If it's up in the next county, I'll gladly give it to them. But if it comes to where I live, we have a situation where when the Indians founded the area, the city, they did it between two rivers, and the storms have a tendency to go around, but occasionally we can get some nasty stuff, but we don't get hurricanes. We might get a little drenching from hurricanes, but not a lot of rain. Well, anyhow, welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook. And I'll tell you what, Michael has his disclaimer, and by golly, I've got to do mine. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered as legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. And we're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Now that we've got that out of the way, you know, we always do shout outs. And, you know, basically, I always give a shout out to Trim Radio Network because they're so kind to keep me on the air. You know, we've been doing this show for quite a while. And we switched from one network to another. And I'll tell you what, Michael and everybody's been really nice about carrying on the show. And we've had some good responses. Matter of fact, by going out on the internet, we are worldwide. And I often tell people, well, I've got people in Myanmar and in India and in Africa. I've got some in Europe. I've got North America, South America. I'll tell you what. The show is out there. The only thing of it is, I don't get any response from Iceland. You know, so if you're in Iceland, hey, send us a message. Let us know that you pick us up there. Because we try to give out good information that everybody can use. We've got some today. Boy, do we have some. News changes so daggone quickly. And I'm doing two shows a week. My World is on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, and this show's at 7. And between the two shows, I get a lot of research in usually Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and everything is there. But then sometimes on Sunday, it breaks loose like you wouldn't believe. And then I have to change the show format. I don't mind doing it because it just helps you guys out, and that's the main thing. Okay, big shout out to the University of Findlay, and that's www.findlay.edu, and I believe it's 35 days or 34 days until basketball season starts. Yippee! Because I'll go up to the games up there. I love their basketball, and they always have decent teams. The University of Findlay is a Division II NCAA school. And they have very good sports. They have very good facilities. And guess what? They've got really good professors and really good programs. And you can get a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a doctoral degree. And if you're in physical therapy in the state of Ohio, you have to have a doctoral degree, a PhD, to be able to work as a physical therapist. And the physical therapist that I had after my stroke, I'll tell you what, this is a few years back. They were fantastic, and they were all University of Findlay graduates. Fantastic. They really knew their stuff, too. Well, big shout out to Rusty Duck's Custom Pens, and that's RUSTYDUK apostrophe S Custom Pens. They're on Facebook, and I'll tell you what, Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens has done some fantastic stuff. He just put out a large order of presentation pens this last week, and he showed me a sample of it, and it's great. And both Michael and I both have pens made by Phil at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens. And they're great presentation items. I mean, some of the stuff that he does, if your college, your university, your business, or just if you want to give somebody a pen for Christmas, I mean, give Phil a shout. I mean, check him out on Rusty Duck's Custom Pens on Facebook. I mean, the guy's fantastic. He'll do anything. And when the stuff comes out of the shop, they are perfect. I mean, perfect. So check him out, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Also, a big shout out for Money and Change. I have a rant here for this, for Money and Change. Our Weebly site is no more, thanks to them merging with Square. And they kept three of my sites, and they dropped off 10 years of work. Thank you very much, Square. I'm not happy about that. And so the only place you can get us now is at Facebook, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And if I can ever resurrect that Weebly site, that had so much information that could help anybody during an emergency crisis, like a financial pandemic, you know, a recession or worse. Well, anyhow, that's gone by the wayside, and we'll have to reconstruct. So thank you very much, Square. You're not my favorite camper right now. Well, we also have My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever. That's the funnier side of the show, and we kid around a little bit. That's Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Also, hey, if you got any prayers around and good thoughts, Krista could use them at the Big Family Homestead on YouTube. She's had some minor health problems, and she's hurting. So, you know, put a little love her way. That's Brad and Krista, Big Family Homestead. Great people. Great people. I've known them for years, and they are just fantastic. They're out in the middle of Wisconsin on a farm. Also, there's the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Fantastic people. Check them out on YouTube. Southern Prepper One, that's Dave Kobler. And I'll tell you what, Dave is, he's super. Right now he's talking about boots on the ground, and he has been for probably, I don't know, 3 months or so. And people send in problems that they're having. And the problems are with inflation, with stores not being stocked, employment situations and so forth. He's great. Check him out on YouTube. Prepper Nurse One, Ed Carswell, is in the process of moving to a place called West Virginia. And he's going to relocate everything down there. So he's doing a lot of building. And as the weather gets colder in New York State, he wants to go south to West Virginia, and I don't blame him. Well, if you go to our Money and Change / Financially Prepped page, I put a lot of things up there. Some of it I'm going to cover tonight. 6 ways to fight inflation and save money now. This came from Evelyn Waugh, W-A-U-G-H, at Experian.com. We're going to get into that in a little bit. I also do some postings there. Here's the inflation breakdown for September 22 in one chart. You want to check that out. Also, Prepper Princess, she had one that said, alert, 90% of Americans are about to die. Well, that's kind of a shocker thing. But she makes a point. What happens if we have a recession or worse, and the supply chain gets really rough, and you don't have your medications? Do you have extra medications? If you're diabetic, do you have a way to store insulin? Do you have a way to make sure that you get your medications on time? You know, some people have to take lisinopril for high blood pressure, or atorvastatin, you know, if they've had a stroke. And that, those two things I have to take. And I have to make sure that I have enough on stock, and I have to watch what the insurance company is going to cover and what the doctor will go ahead and prescribe. Well, other people have more medications than I do. My God, they must have. Oh, I knew somebody one time had 15 medications he had to take. And out of the 15, I said, well, why do you take this and then this one. And they said, well, this one does one thing, but this other counteracts some of the stuff that this one can really get nasty with. And, oh, it was all confusing. And I said, how do you remember to take them? He said, one after the other, every morning. So anyhow, Prepper Princess is going to talk about that. She's on YouTube. You can get her on this channel, Amber Stork, and it's Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Also, I've got the Alaskan Prepper. And at one time, I thought I knew his first name, but I'm not sure. I'd like to get him on the show, too, but he's a three-hour difference. And scheduling may be a little bit tough. We may have to pre-record it. But he's talking about the FDIC. Will they really be there when you need them? Think about it. With the banks, are they really going to be there? And what he talked about that at that specific show, somebody went to go in and they wanted to take some money out for the weekend. So $500 to pay some contractor or something to do whatever project it was. And the bank said, do you have an ID? He says, I've banked with this bank for 20 years. Do I need an ID? Yeah, we need one. So they made a copy of his ID and then gave him the money. Well, then he thought he'd come back later the next week and he'd take out $1,000. Same thing, he had to show his ID. He had banked there for 20 years. A couple weeks later, he had a big project coming up and he had to pay the contractor. I think it was $4,000 and he was going to take out $5,000. And in the process, he said, well, I'd like to do this. And she said, well, I can't let you do that. He said, hey, it's my money. Well, I can't let you do that. You have to talk to a personal banker or a bank manager. And he did. And she said, well, you have to give me 3 or 4 days so I can get the money. And he thought something is up when a bank is doing that. So check your relationship with your banker. And I would do that kind of on the sly, you know, talk to him. I've got a person that who is a personal banker, was assigned to me. Very nice gal. She knows her stuff. Anytime I have a problem, I can call her up and say, hey, Leslie, what you doing? Can we have a meeting? And I'll go to the bank and we'll take care of some problems that need to be taken care of or whatever. And if I need money, I could talk to her or I could just use my ATM card. But people are running into that problem. So do you have spare money at home, locked up, put away? In case an emergency ever happens, it would be wise. Let's just say the ATMs shut down. There's a bank holiday. Nobody's getting any money, not no way, not no how. And you want to go out and get a pizza. Oh, I use my charge card. Charge cards don't work. Uh-oh. Gee, I don't have the money for the pizza. And I just ordered it. See where I'm going with this? Think about it. Have enough money on hand to pay your bills for at least my recommendation. I'll let you do your own due diligence, the big phrase, due diligence. But I would have enough for 2 to 3 months. And you say, well, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. Rebudget your money. The big thing that I always tell people, and I've told them this for years, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Put some money aside. Buy long-term foods. Make sure you have plenty of water and able to purify and store water. Make sure you have your medications. Make sure you have the clothing for the season that you're in. Here in Ohio, it's going to get cold this winter. That's what everybody's saying. It's not going to be like Florida. So you get out the Carhartt jackets and you get out the sweaters and sweatshirts and all this kind of stuff. You make sure that your car is in tip-top shape for the winter months. You make sure that your house is weatherized. Do you need to put up plastic over the windows? Some houses, they need to do that. Are you insulated? Do you have the right kind of heaters? Do you have an electric heater? Do you have a kerosene heater? Is your furnace working? Did you change the filters? So many things to consider to weatherize for the winter. You have to be prepared. If you're not prepared, you're not going to make it. It's the same thing with the money aspect. If there's a banking problem, for a while, I've been told if that should happen and you have some money on hand at home, you can pay your bills. You can get food, you can get gasoline, and so forth. Here's one thing on gasoline. My car's a hog. It's a Buick. Out on the road, it gets 32 miles to the gallon, no less than 30. But in town, oh, you can hear it slurping through a straw. It's a slurper. But I always make sure that my gas tank is no less than a quarter full. Every time it hits quarter, I fill it up. And sometimes I'm glad I did. I also have some spare gas. You know, you have to have gasoline for a mower. Well, mowing season is just about over, but then snow season starts up and you got to get the snowblower out and make sure it's got gas in it. All kinds of stuff. You know, you have to get ready for stuff. And you say, well, Stu, you've drilled this into our heads for 10 years. But there's always that new person. I don't care what country you're in. There are a lot of problems out there right now, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. We've got elections coming up. I'm not telling you how to vote. You vote your own conscience. I'm going to tell you that now. I don't care how you vote. Just remember that it can come back to haunt you. And things have consequences. Politicians, if a politician opens their mouth, they're lying, generally. So much for that rant. Well, hey, that's two rants today. One on Weebly and Square, because they combined forces. Oh, well, hey, that's the way it goes. Anyhow. Did you know that the era of cheap food and cheap gasoline is over? Well, according to Michael Snyder at the mostimportantnews.com site, he said all of our lifestyles are about to change in a majority way or major way. But the vast majority of the population still doesn't understand what's coming. They said we have entered into a great energy crisis that any of us have ever experienced and isn't going to go away anytime soon. Especially when the POTUS says, well, we need to get Saudi Arabia to produce more oil. Saudis say, no, we're going to reduce it. Well, they reduce it, it drives the price up. Scarcity drives the price up. A little bit of economics tonight. Gee, we could have been totally independent because we had stuff from Canada. We had stuff in the United States. We've got enough natural gas here, they said, at one point for 480 years. That's an estimate. Maybe 200. It goes 480. Hey, that's fantastic. Well, then what about gasoline? Well, we might have enough for a couple hundred years of oil that we turn into gas. But somehow, some refineries are catching fire. Strange. It's like it's all being planned. I can't swear to it, but I think that's what's happening. Well, anyhow, Snyder says, so you might as well get used to high gas prices. And earlier this month, brand new all-time record highs were set in Southern California. Los Angeles, Long Beach was $6.46. Orange County was $6.42. Ventura County, $6.40. Riverside County was $6.33, which was a record high. San Bernardino County was $6.32 a gallon. Is it going to go down or is it going to go up? It could go up there. Generally around here, it's been about $3.75 a gallon. But of course, Ohio is not California. And if we ever get like California, I'm going to have to move. But and I'm not knocking people in California. I have friends in California. But their costs are so prohibitive. I had a friend in California that she was an accountant and she had a really nice house. There was a split in the relationship and she came back to Ohio and she bought a mansion. I mean, it's only six blocks from me. Beautiful home. Beautiful home. Beautiful grounds. And I mean, it was every bit of, for around here, every bit of a million. She paid cash. Interesting, isn't it? And the rest of us have house payments out the wazoo. Is that a French term? I don't know. Anyhow, I'm lucky. My car's paid off. My gas-guzzling Buick. My house is totally paid off. You know, I can buy things once in a while. I'm fairly conservative. I go out to eat once in a while. When I do this show, I have a very simple, quick meal because I've got so much going on to get ready. But I don't go out to extravagant places. I'm not the member of the country club. I don't fit in that crowd. It makes me very uneasy. I'm like, gee whiz, Cracker Barrel. The Elks Club, Masonic Lodges, and other groups. I'm just a common, ordinary guy, and I think I'm going to stay that way. I mean, I could have $1 million. I'd still be a common guy. I know millionaires. And what's interesting is I have lunch with one 5 days a week. He's a multimillionaire. And we have fun. And we're just good old boys. And we kick back. And he knows a lot of stuff. And I'm saying, oh, I got a loss like so much in some investments. He says, oh, that's nothing. I just lost $750,000. I said, you're kidding me. He goes, nope. Are you worried? Well, yeah, but it'll come around. That's how he talks. But on either side of his mouth are two ears, and there's a brain in between. He's a pretty smart character. And I've known him for years, and he'll never change. But when we take a look at everything that's going on, and you got expensive gasoline, we've got problems in the supply chain, we've got crops that have been harvested that can't get down the Ohio River because the river is too low. So now they have to put it on rail cars or they have to truck everything out. It's not fun. And the prices are going to go up. And in talking to some of the farmers that I know, and some of them farm, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 acres each. They're worried about next year and fertilizer. and gasoline costs, diesel costs. They're really the era of cheap stuff is over. We're going to be paying more. It's inflation. And you look at the different causes of inflation, you're saying, God, Stu, what's going on here with this inflation? How do we handle it? We have to ride it out the best way that we can. And there are some ways that we can save money and redirect our budgets. But there was a breakdown that was in the called Greg LaRussi.com. And he said inflation jumped 8.2% in September versus a year earlier. Hotter than expected, though a slight decline from August. And consumers have seen prices for food, energy, and housing rise sharply over that time. And core inflation, which strips out food and energy costs, jumped to its highest level since 1982. Scary. Just to show you some things, you know, they say, oh, we're bad. Europe's even worse. I got some numbers today, and I was searching on the internet. I was doing a lot of research, and producer prices went up 164.80%. Producer price range went up 43.3%. Import prices went up 120.5%. Food inflation, 12.4%. Energy prices, 28.6%. Transportation is 123.30%. And housing utilities, 130.62%. That's a lot. Late supply chain crisis could threaten global stash of food and energy. And Rachel Premack of FreightWaves.com did that story. And she said, you probably do not spend much time thinking about barges. This is something that you ought to change. The barge industry is quite important. It's crucial for moving aluminum, petroleum, fertilizer, coal, even food, particularly on the Mississippi River and its tributaries. And about 60% of the grain and 54% of the soybeans for the United States exports are moved on barges. Barges touch more than a third of our exposed coal as well. And right now the barges industry, I'll get it right, and all of us who depend on its wares is mired in a crisis. Water level on the Mississippi River Basin are at its lowest point in more than a decade. Why? Because we don't have any rain. There's a drought out there. And barge rates went up about 200%. And the barges, I think one barge is like 100 trucks load of grain. We need water in the river to move the barges. Because if the barges sit there and the grain and stuff spoils, here go the prices again. Here goes more starvation. Think about it. You know, I've been down on the Ohio River, and the river's low, but it's not that low. But when you start getting down to the Mississippi, where the Ohio goes into the Mississippi, it starts dropping. And there are some barges just sitting on the side. They can't move. The water is too low, and the barges are too full. So we might have some spoilage. Okay. Get out your paper and pencil. Okay, got your paper and pencil ready? Okay. How to deal with rising inflation? This is from Next Advisor from time.com. And they're saying continue investing. And investing the cash flow you have outside of your energy fund or emergency fund is one way to keep up with even outpaced inflation, says Samuels Dean, D-E-A-N-E, founder of Dean Wealth Management. It's a financial planning firm. You keep investing, but you have to watch your budget. That's the key thing. Out of everything that I've read here, watch your budget. If you don't have a budget, you better set one up. How much money you spend for food? How much money do you spend for gasoline, for transportation? How much do you spend for natural gas to heat your house? How much do you spend for electricity? List everything. And I think several months ago, I put up a spreadsheet that you could use to set up your budget. And I might dig that back up and repost it. But find out where your money's going. And if you don't know where your money's going, you have a problem. One of the suggestions that they have is to reduce your expenses is reoccurring subscriptions. Do you need subscriptions that constantly overlap? All they do is send you a bill. You automatically pay it through your bank and yada, yada, yada. So each month a bill comes due for $55 and that $55 is automatically deducted. Can you cancel the recurring subscription? If you don't use it, you don't need it, then why pay for it? That's the big thing. Your phone. Okay, do you have to have a landline or will a cell phone work? I have two, because in case the cell phones go out, the cell towers go out, I want a landline because they're not going to go out. It's a safety line. And also, and some people can see it, some people can't, but I have a GMRS radio setup, which means I can set up my own communication network to cover about 10 miles in either direction. So if need be, I can set people up in communication. I have to have a license for this. Anybody that's related to me, immediate family, they can get on it for no cost. Other than that, it's $35 for 10 years through the feds. Okay. But I have that ability to communicate. That's a big word. Internet. Gee, cheap internet. Where do you get it? Spectrum definitely isn't. I'm looking at ways. My Spectrum bill is just out of sight for me. It's like $250 a month. Now, if I can cut that back, because that includes phone and that includes internet and all that kind of good stuff, if I can find a way to reduce that and get the things that I want, then I'll do it. And if I have to say, guess what, Spectrum? I'm going to eliminate this, and if you don't like it, I will go with another service in town, which is new. And the speed is double the speed of Spectrum. But I don't know if I can get it as cheap as I want right now. How about car insurance? Some people are saying, oh, drop your car insurance. No. My car insurance went up. $1,000 deductible from $500. But the replacement parts on a car, especially Buick, are not cheap. So I would keep my car insurance, but I would shop around. Also, home insurance. Don't drop that. That also went up $1,000. Boy, I was about screaming on that one. But find ways to conserve your money. Do a budget first. My God, if you haven't done a budget, then you better. I'm single. I know my budget. It's not unlimited. I have certain things that I get and certain things that I don't. But if I wanted to, and if I wanted to go out and get a Blue Yeti power setup with solar panels, I could do that. I don't have a lot of responsibilities where I have to watch every penny. I do, but well, here's six ways to fight inflation and save money now. Six more ways, okay? Cut costs at the grocery store. Groceries are up about 10% for 1 year ending March 2022, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics data, and all food categories increase in cost, but some foods have been hit harder by inflation, like meat at 14.8%. Fruits and vegetables, 8.5%, pasta and rice, about 9.3%. So you have to find out ways to live cheaper. So will oatmeal suffice rather than boxed cereals? I don't know. It's up to you. Do you want that steak once a month? Or can you go from steak to maybe chop steak or hamburger? Do you need that pork chop? How many times a week do you use meat? Do you eat a lot of spaghetti? We may have to. Did you stock up on it? Do you know how to stock up on spaghetti? Get yourself a plastic bucket from Lowe's or Home Depot with a lid, and you can get the screw-on type lids. You put stack up your boxes on the inside of it, throw in some bay leaves with it, and if there's any bugs or anything that get in there, they can't stand bay leaves, and so they leave. Put your screw top on, and then you're good to go. Come up with a food spending plan. How much are you going to spend on food? And there's a USDA food spending plan that can help assess your spending, comparing it with other suggested averages. Opt out for cost-effective foods. Meat prices are among the most elevated due to inflation, so eating more meatless meals is one way to cut back. On the other hand, you might find a butcher who will sell you half a beef and then you can store it, or you could share it with friends and work on your spending that way. Do you have a meal plan? What do you eat on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? How varied is that meal plan for every meal? She's in her apron with Kimmy Hughes. She's on YouTube. She does meal plans. And she shows how to do it. Comparison shop. You know, just don't go to Kroger's all the time or Albertsons or whatever. By the way, Kroger's bought Albertsons. So it's going to be a mega company. Publix Markets, Teeters, Howard, or no, Teeters, something Teeters. Harris Teeters. They're on the East Coast. Okay, shop around different places. You might be able to find some good deals. Gasoline prices are up 38% from January 21 to February 22. And yeah, they're not going to go down. So limit your driving. Just don't go zooming around everywhere. I noticed that when I went down to Ohio University for homecoming. Oh, you get around Columbus and everything slows down a little bit. Tiny bit. And then I'm watching the gas. Then by the time I get to Athens, it's homecoming. So they raise all the gas prices. Crazy. Plan ahead for cheap vacations. Going to Athens was my only cheap vacation. I didn't go anywhere. Homecoming was my trip. Now I could consider going to Findlay for basketball games. A trip, and I can probably do that for home games. But did I go out of state? Did I go to Florida? No. Did I go to Indiana for anything? No, because I'm only 80 miles from Indiana, and I'm about 90 miles from Kentucky. I haven't been across the river into Kentucky. I don't know if I have to have a passport to get over there or not. Who knows? I haven't been to Michigan. Marshall, Michigan, the home of Wynn Schuler's restaurant. Oh, God, the food there is fantastic. It's expensive. If you save your money, it's not that bad of a deal. But I'll tell you what, for two people for lunch, you could probably spend $75. And for dinner, you're probably looking at about $100 to $125. Pay down your credit cards. Cut your debt, okay? Use a debt repayment strategy. Consider a balance transfer, debt consolidation loan. Earn money on your savings. Always get a good interest rate. I recently went with a credit union around here. It was a very well-known credit union. And I noticed on the first month, suddenly I got a slip. I made $2.50 that I didn't have. Well, that was kind of interesting. I'm trying it out to see if the credit union is going to be the way to go and transfer money and all that kind of stuff. But six ways to fight inflation and save money now. Hey, that's on our website at moneyandchange/financiallyprepped. It's free to join. There's plenty of information. There are plenty of videos. Check us out. It might save some money for you, lighten up your wallet a little bit, you know, with the bills. You think it's bad here. Europe is really getting bad. And I went over some of the numbers before. This winter is going to be very cold there because why? Russia supplies a lot of the natural gas for Europe. They provide the oil for gasoline too. And with these embargoes, people don't play fair in the sandbox. You know what I mean? And as a result, the Russians are going to say, okay, you did this, so we're going to do that. It's tit for tat. And they find alternative sources so they can sell their gas and oil. They reduce the amount going into Europe, so Europe's going to have a cold time. Well, then what happens when the POTUS, El Supremo, says, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take some of the natural gas and give that to Europe. We're going to help them out. That's fine. But what's that going to do to our prices? Are they going to go up? Is our supply down? The national reserves for oil has been reduced quite a bit by the El Supremo, who doesn't know economics. He doesn't know that's only for emergency use, but no, he's dipping into it quite a bit. It's going to come back to bite us. And when it does, you get what you vote for. Anyhow, you have these refineries that are having big fires up in Toledo. There was a big fire up there at a major refinery. I don't know if they're back online or what's going on up there. I haven't heard anything since the big fire. And so that's kind of scary. In France, they're telling everybody, don't panic buy your gasoline or your petroleum. We'll get you what you need. And that's the government saying, well, we'll fix you up with what we think you need. They're going to have problems. Europe is going to be in dire straits. And it's not going to be fun. I was looking at inflation, and there was a map, euronews.next. And I looked at the Netherlands. The inflation rate there is 17.1%. And then I go to Estonia, it's 24.2%. Latvia is 22.4. Knew some people from Estonia and Latvia one time. Lithuania, 22.5%. Moldavia, that's down by the Ukraine is 27.1%. And then you go to places like United Kingdom, it's 9.4. Spain or France is 6.2%. Spain is 9.3. And in Russia, the inflation rate is 15.1%. Euronews.next. Inflation rates by country in Europe. Inflation there is a lot worse than here, guys. Trust me. We have to be prepared. And if you're not prepared, you're not going to be able to deal with stuff. I've been posting stuff. Matter of fact, I posted, I think, two items today on the Money and Change / Financially Prepped website. So the next show that we do next Sunday, I think I'm going to do something from Catherine Austin Fitz. But I'll tell you what, before we leave, because I know Michael's listening, he always wants to listen to some funny thing that I'm going to do.
Shh, well, don't tell him that, Stu. Huh? Don't tell him that.
Oh, yeah, you're always there. Okay, hey. Scientists say the universe is made up of protons, neutrons, electrons, but they forgot to mention morons. I think the morons reside in D.C., wherever that is. The adult version of head, shoulders, knees, and toes is wallet, glasses, keys, and phone. If you see me talking to myself, just move along. I'm self-employed. We're having a staff meeting. And some people call me crazy. I prefer happy with a twist. And my doctor asked me if anyone in my family suffers from mental illness. And I said, no, we all seem to enjoy it. And with that, that's all I've got. And we'll talk to everybody Wednesday on My World. Live, laugh, and whatever. And we'll have a lively discussion for that. And then the following Sunday, we'll be doing another Money and Change at 7 o'clock.
That sounds wonderful, Mr. Stu. I thank you again, sir. It is always an honor. I truly enjoy being able to just get on here with you and get to do these shows. What a blessing.
We have fun.
We do have fun. And I'm grateful. And I'm grateful all to our listeners. You know what? Thank you all for tuning in because we enjoy it. You know, we're not a big splash, big fancy thing or anything, but I'll tell you what, we do enjoy it. We're very family oriented. And the people that we have here are just absolutely wonderful. So very blessed, you know, thank God. Anyway, with that, have a awesome week. God bless. Be kind to one another. Love one another. I know it's hard sometimes out there, but you know what? Just pull through. And you know, that it's the easiest thing in the world to do. So God bless you all. Be safe this week. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for tuning in to the Trim Radio Network and Money and Change. And we will see you Tuesday night. So we're going to be on all week. I don't know why I even say that. Anyway, God bless. Take care, folks.
See ya.
Okay. Coconut Man.
the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall, never. No. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gonna keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sing.
It's not about the money.